Yeah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Yitzayin, Vayavra Hashem al Pana Vayikra, we're saying the Yirgim Amidus and Slichas over and over again, till after Yom Kippur. So Amr V'yechanan, El Molim Mikra Kosov Yevshel Amrei. If the Pasuk would not be written, it would be impossible to say this. Malamej and his Atav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, Vehera Laila Moshe Seder Tfilah. As the Rebbeinu Shlalem wrapped himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur, and he showed him the way to daven the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. Omarle, he said, Kol zman sheYisrael choytin lefonai, yasu k'seder hazeh, v'ani emcha lehem avaniseim. As long as Klal Yisrael are choytim, they should do this seder, and I'll be moichalim. And then the Gemara begins with the Midas. Hashem, Hashem, Ani hu kaidim sheyechet ho adam. Ani hu la'acha sheyechet ho adam yasa tshuva. The first two shemes, even though it's the machloik, is where the Yud Gimel Midas start from. But Hashem, Hashem, and Kael are part of it, or not. We're noig, we start from Kael. Hashem is the first one, and Renaka is the last one. Maral, even though he starts off that way, we shan't even talk about it. In the end, he brings a raya from the Zohar. This is one of the few places anywhere that he quotes the Zohar. That he says brings a raya from the Zohar afterwards that Hashem, Hashem, and Kael are not part of the Yud Gimel Midas. It starts from Rachum and it goes until Al Shilashim Al Ribayim. So in the end, he says that he was Noyig, after he saw the Zohar, he was Noyig to be Mamshech until there. So anyway, it's the end of the Pasuk, but anyway, but Mefarish, according to the way he's Mefarish originally, and according to the way we're Noyig. So Hashem, Hashem is Hashem. Ani, the first shame is Ani hu kaidim sheyechet ho ha'odom. The second shame is Ani hu la'acha sheyechet ho ha'odom v'yas v'tshuva. So Hashem, Hashem, one is before chet and one is after chet with tshuva. So the Rosh is the kasha in Rosh Hashanah. So before chet, why do you need rachamim? These are the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. Before Chet, why do we need Rachamim? President Tzadik Gomer, why does he need Rachamim? So the Rosh's Teretz is that it's talking about a person who had a machshava to do an Avera, specifically a machshava of Avodah Zorah. Because even though normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif machshava l'maisa, when it comes to Hirhuri Avodah Zorah, he is mitzarif machshava l'maisa. Therefore, even with a machshava, it's still a chet. But so the chesed is the rachamim is that he's meichel the hearer of avodah zarah. That's the first shem Hashem. The second shem Hashem is after a maisa avera, you need more rachamim. The Maral says that all the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim go in ascending order; they go up. Each one, the chesed is greater. So the first one is that he's Meichel, a machshava of Avodah Zorah. Second one is that even a Maisa Avera, Avodah Zorah, something else, he's Meichel that too. That's the way the Rosh learns. Maral says a different shot. He says that before Chet, we also need Rachamim. Why? Because, depends what the starting point is. He says the starting point is that we have no tviya, no claim, nothing is owed to us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam owes us nothing. Because if it would be some kind of obligation on him to create us, then if he's obligated to create us, then as long as we fulfill our tafkid in the world, then maybe he owes us. He owes us to keep us alive, he owes us to help us, then what he would give us would be coming to us. And because he doesn't owe us to create us, creating us itself is a chesed. Therefore, even after he creates us, he doesn't owe us anything. Nothing is magia us. Nothing. Therefore, a person needs chesed and rachamim even before chet, even without chet. After chet, you need more, because after chet, not only is he giving us the chesed of creating us and keeping us alive and giving us what we need, but after chet, we deserve that he should take everything away. And not only doesn't he take everything away, but he gives us, he's meichel us, he helps us. And Ra'al says that the first shed, as a chet is ani, anihu kaidim sheyechetah. So the second one is after tshuva. So those are the two first shemis. And then kale, he says, is absolute chesed. And that says the Gemara is not mefarish the shem kale. Says that's absolute chesed as its high, at its highest level. The Agav over here explains what is the chilik between chesed and rachamim. We very often use them interchangeably. What's the difference? He says chesed is mitzad derbanei shloilem, and rachamim is mitzad demekabel. Meaning that chesed is mitzad derbanei shloilem, the fact that he is kulei toiv, therefore he's mashpia chesed. Mitzad him, he's mashpia chesed because that's its mitzis. Mitzis is toiv and chesed, and he's a bal chesed, and therefore he's mashpia chesed. Even if a person isn't in need of chesed at that moment, the Baruch Shalom is mashpia chesed to us. Rachamim is something when a person is betzara, a person needs to be saved from betzara, so that's rachamim. That's when a person needs, that's mitzad also. When we need it, that's rachamim. We don't need it necessarily, when yuchad at that time, that's chesed. The first three shemas, the first three midas, Hashem, Hashem, and Kael, they're shemas she'enam nimchokim. They're shemas that we're not allowed to erase. And the shemas Hashem. After that is racham, mechanan, erachapayim. All those are midas. Those are nimchokim. Racham can be erased. Chanan can be erased. So why the first three shemas she'enam nimchokim? So he says, because the first three are mitzad adin. The first three, even though they're called midas shel racham, like the Maral starts out, what do you need rachamim before chet? Because even before chet, nothing's magia us, nothing's coming to us. He doesn't owe us anything, so even then we need chesed. But it's still rachum badin. Like he saw, he created all of Machshava to create the world with din. But even there, the rachamim with the chesed before chet, it's still rachum badin. We spoke. It's still rachum badin. It's true that everything we have is chesed. But Lamaisa, he created me. Once he chose to create me, once he chose to do the chesed of creating me in order to be mashpia mituvai on us, so then at that point, it's part of that chesed to create me and then not give me. Imagine the Baruch Hashem would create somebody and not give him the ability to breathe. So I don't know if there's a chesed there. What's the chesed? And you do the chesed of creating without the ability to be makabel any toiv, then there's no chesed l'chay. So the decision to the initial decision to do the chesed of creating us, chara has to come along with the chesed of keeping us alive, giving us what we need to exist, and so on. So even though it's not magia us, he doesn't owe it to us. But if he doesn't give us that before chet, the person is just getting. President Sada Gomer, even if he doesn't owe me anything, but if he doesn't give me what I need to be alive and to accomplish, so then what was the purpose of creating me? So then it's not magia me, but then there's no chesed either. The chesed, the original chesed of creating me, has to include the continuing chesed of keeping me alive and giving me the koiches and doing everything I need to be able to exist. Because the chesed of creating me is so I can accomplish, I can get schar, I can get the hashpah of his toiv, so that the original chesed of Bria has to include also the ongoing chesed of giving me the possibility of having that. But that's before chet. After chet already, look, I gave you the chance and you lost it. You were makalkal. I gave you the chance, I gave you the chesed of Bria, and even everything you need in order to do what you have to do. But now, once you're choyte, so then you deserve to lose everything. Like the Ramban says, like, all the einshim of Elam Hazar are not enough for even the slightest chet. I mean, once we're choyte, so then we lose even the chesed that he gave. We never had a right to it, but at least he gave it to us. Once we're choyte, everything should go away. So the fact that he gives us the possibility of tshuva, and then after that, to come back to where we were before, that's a tremendous chesed. Then is kale. The kale is the height of chesed. The tzaddikim gemurim, and it's kale is a chesed that he does to a tzaddik gomer even before the chet, but even a higher level of chesed, it says. Then you have rachum and chanun. What does it mean, Racham and Chanun? So, Racham is, even though a person, Al Pidin, doesn't deserve something, we spoke about this before, nevertheless, the Shaykh asks for Rachamim. There's even such thing as Racham Badin, that even within Din, there's Rachamim, there's a Mokum. Again, the Mustamah goes back to the original Chesed of creating me, since everything I have is already not Magia me. So even after Chet, I can ask that he look at me differently, he judge me b'chesed. As he judged me with Rachamim, like we spoke, that we're asking him to look at us, kafi what our Mitzias really is, the Mitzias that we have from Akedis Yitzchak, that our Etzim is Toiv, and even though we have a Ruach Shtos that we let in, that's a Levush of me, like we spoke before, that's Rachamim. There's a certain amount of, maybe not deserving, but at least I have the right to ask for it. Then Chanun. Chanun is Matnas Chinam. Chanun is mami somebody doesn't deserve. Even a person is not deserving, not fitting even to get it, sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam decides to give a matnas chinam. Rashi and Chumi says that tzaddikim ask for ve'es chanun el Hashem. Rashi says chanun, even tzaddikim, even though they have a right to ask for what they deserve, but they only ask for matnas chinam, as if they don't deserve it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gives even that. That's a higher chesed, obviously. If Racham is something I have at least a right to ask for, Chanun, I can't even ask for that. Chanun's mom is not coming. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to even be considered for it. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it anyway. That's a higher level of chesed. And Erech HaPayim is even when a person right now is mom is not holding by anything. He deserves to be punished, deserves to be destroyed. Erech HaPayim is Hashem delays his anger to give the person a chance. Maybe he'll do tshuva. So that's a higher madrega even. Even where a person is at the point where right now he deserves to be destroyed. He deserves to have a gzeira of misa on him already. His mamish deserves to be lost his chance. The Ribbono Shel Olam still gives him, he already had a chance to do tshuva and he didn't take it. So Ribbono Shel Olam delays and delays, as maybe he'll eventually take the chance to do tshuva. Emes is the schar that he pays to tzaddikim, even though he doesn't pay it now, but he pays it later on. Charles, why is that over here? Why is that a higher madrega? Why is emes over here a higher madrega? It's l'chayr what a person deserves. For a different time. And he talks about the difference between chesed and emes. Number of places. Murray asks, sometimes says chesed, sometimes says emes. Murray says, b'tchila ve'emes, l'psoi v'rav chesed. Or, tzadik Hashem b'chol duacha v'chosed b'chol ma'asav. First is tzadik and then chosed. Tzadik is tzedek. Tzedek means alpidin. Chosed is chesed. It's not alpidin. So, first is tzedek, and then is chesed. First is emes, and then is chesed. Why? Because the biggest toiv the biggest hatova for a person is to be zoicha b'din. The whole inyan of din is not punishment. Understand, the whole inyan of din is not to punish, not for Ribbono Shel Olam to be noikem nikmosai. It's to give us what we deserve. It's for care, to be kaveya that a person earned something. That we earn, when something is coming to us, that we have schar through our ma'asim, through our mitzvahs, we're entitled. We become entitled, even if we say ultimately we're not really entitled. But at least he tells us that if you do this, I'll give you schar. So now, based on what he agreed to, so we deserve. So the ultimate in din is that a person is judged that you are entitled this year. You're getting a good gzeira. Whatever good we have. Din is something that gives us. It's kaveh that we have in Mitzias. Kaveh that something is coming to us. It belongs to us. We become a nana miyagia kapa. A person becomes, he's nana from, he earned it. For the work of my own hands. I achieve, I earn it. Now it's mine. That's the ultimate of the chesed of Bria is that he gives us the chance to earn and to achieve. So it becomes magiyas, even though ultimately, originally, nothing's magiyas. So initially, there's din. First, let's see what you deserve. And let's give you what you deserve. That's the biggest chesed. After that, if that's not enough, then he dons us with rachamim. He dons us with chesed. Chosed. Then he goes, lefnim mishur asadin. That's rachamim. That's the rachamim. But first comes din, because that's what's best for us, and then is rachamim afterwards. And at the end it says, noisei avoin vafesha vechato. Avoin is mezid. Fesha is merida. It's a rebellion. It's even more than mezid. And chato is shoigeg. So the shaila is, how do you help? The order is wrong. If the chesed of each one is greater, then the chesed that is meichel as a mezid, it's one. Chesed, he's even meichel a merida, which is more than a mezid, that's even greater. But the chesed that he's meichel a shoigeg, that's less. It's less of a chesed. It's a greater chesed to be meichel a mezid or even a merida, where the avla is much greater than to be meichel a shoigeg, where the avla is much less. This is b'kavona. A merida is mamish, fighting with the Rabbeinu Shlomo b'kavona. And a shoigeg is, you didn't even do it on purpose. You weren't careful. A lot of were responsible, but the avla is much greater, is much less than a shagig, and therefore the rachamim of mechila of a shagig is much less. But yet, it's written afterwards, which means that l'chayr is higher. So one thing the Maral says on that is that it depends what the mechila is. If the mechila would be the same by all of them, then that would be true. We would have a problem. It's not. It says the mechila of a mezid is that each, he's meichel, the greater the avla, the greater the mezid or the merida, the less mechila there is. He's soivel it, but he's not, he doesn't wipe it away completely. So the shoigeg is wiped away completely. A mezid is not wiped away completely, and certainly a merida is not. A merida is, he holds back from punishing. He says the greater chesed by shoigeg is that he completely wipes the slate clean as if it never happened. By a mezid, it's not that way, and by a merida, even less so. That's one thing he says. So in that sense, the chesed of a shoigeg is that it's completely wiped away. And the svara for that is that mezid is done mitzad ha-seichel. That's a chet mitzad ha-seichel. Shoigeg is not mitzad ha-seichel. Shoigeg, you didn't intend. You didn't even have kavanah. So it doesn't come from the seichel. Therefore, that which comes from the seichel is more be'etzem, the person doing. Shoigeg is not, I'm not so much wrapped up in the chet that I did. And therefore, since it's less me, so it's more shacht for me to separate myself from the chet and to wipe it away. As something that comes mitad the seichel, something that's done by kavona, that's more part of me. I made the decision to do this. So I'm the one who's doing it. It's not, I can't say it's like as if I didn't do it, it wasn't me, it was you. So over there, it leaves much more of an impression on you, and it's much harder to wipe away. So, it says, Tshuva meyira is zoynos nasan like kashkogos. Amazing, it turns into a shagig. Tshuva meyava is zoynos nasan like kashkogos, and a zoyn can even be like kashkos. So it depends on the level of tshuva. It takes a much higher level of tshuva to be completely misak and amazing than it does a shagig. And it has to be tshuva me'ava. You're saying if a person achieves tshuva me'ava and it's wiped away, then that's a greater. Because yeah. Here it says noisei avin. Noisei avin means he carries it. Over here, it means it's not completely wiped away. So maybe we're not talking about tshuva me'av over here. But it's here it says, noisiyav means he carries it. Means he's carrying the weight. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is carrying the weight, kavi yochel, of the chet. Means that it's still there. Yes. Another level is tshuva me'av, to the point you get to the point where it's as if you didn't do it. But even there could be, right? That would be a greater chesed. That would be a greater chesed. But if he's still noisiyav, he's still carrying it, means it still exists. As opposed to a shaygig that's completely wiped away. What? It's noise. It's tshuva me'av. So that might be one of the first three shemas. Maybe this Hashem 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 after chet. Not 100% sure that's talking about tshuva me'av. But the Maral does say over there the reason that I started saying before, the reason that those are the shemas she'enim lemchokim Hashem Hashem and kel, because those are all mitzad adin. Those are all present deserves before chet. Before chet, the present is a tzaddik. After chet, he does tshuva. He also is, it's the same as if before he did the chet. And kale also is the chesed to a tzaddik gomer. The highest level of chesed. All those three are mitzara din. Even though you need rachamim, you need chesed because it says nothing is magia us. But once it creates us, included in the initial chesed is that it's magia us. In other words, the chesed is coming to us. Otherwise, there's no point in us being here. So mitzad, so that's why the first three are shema yishenim lemchokim, because that's magia mitzad adin. All the other ones are the midos of Hashem. They're not shema yishenim lemchokim because those are already rachim and those are already not mitzad adin. The Maral elsewhere says something else about the chilek between mezid and shogeg. Very interesting. Says that the reason that the shogeg over here is last, which means that it requires more rachamim and it's a greater chesed, mechila v'shogeg, is because even though mitzad avla, a mezid certainly is worse than a shogeg and a merida is even worse than a mezid, that's mitzad avla. But mitzad the mitzias in a person where it comes from, says a shogeg comes from a deeper place. The chet of shogeg comes from a deeper place in the person. How I understand that is that mezid comes mitzad seichel, in merida. It's a conscious decision. So now, I made a decision, it's a wrong decision, obviously. As soon as I understand, if I get to a point where I understand what's wrong, what's the mistake in that decision I made, I can flip it, I can change it. Change my mind, change my understanding, now I no longer have any shaychus to that chet. Even though when I did it, it's a terrible avla. But it comes because of a mistake. Shoigeg is not a mistake in the way I understand things. I know I'm not supposed to, not only do I know I'm not supposed to do this, I would never ever decide to do this. Chas v'shalom. I would never do such a thing. Person does it because he's not careful. He's not thinking about it. Right? He's not thinking. He forgot it's Shabbos today, or He forgot that you're not allowed to do a malach. This malach on Shabbos. So, and as soon as he does, he feels terrible, right? He feels terrible. Then it happens again. Why does it happen again? Because he's not careful. Amazed is, why does a person do a chet? So, let's say amazed. So let's say it's l'tayovain, right? L'tayovain. Does it because he has a taiva for something. Means he decided that whatever he wasn't mechashev schar aveira, can I get upset? He decided that it's worth it, right? I have a taiva for to eat something treif, and I know there's an einish for it. You know, it's worth it. I decided I made a cheshbon. I'm going to get more than I'm going to lose. Now that may sound stupid, but that's what we do when we decide to do an aveira. That's what we're always doing. I'm making a cheshbon. I'm saying, it's the gain is more than the loss. Right? Because if we really think that the loss is more than the gain, we wouldn't do it. Varaya. I don't care how hungry a person is, how willing he is to go eat, treif. If you give him $1,000, $1,000, don't eat it. Not gonna eat it. I mean, unless a person, $1,000 is not even money. But anybody that $1,000 is money to, is not gonna eat it. I mean, you're so hungry, you were about to eat it, you didn't care about the oinish in Olam Haba, but $1,000, Teretz says, because to you, the oinish in Olam Haba is not as important as $1,000 right now. If we would think, and if we would realize, really what the Mishnah Merkiyah is telling you, have to make a cheshbon. If we would realize that the oinish for this Aveira is more than $1,000,000, and the schar for not doing it is more than that, of course we wouldn't do it, we would never do it. But we make a chesed. We make decisions based on our mistaken understanding that we don't really believe that the einish is so bad. We don't believe the schar is so good. Right? We all have things that I don't care how hungry I am, I don't care how much I want something. If I get it, if my price, we all have a price. If the price is high enough, I'm not going to do it, or I will do it. Right? So the question is that the schar and the einish, we don't make a real chav, we don't understand. If I would really believe it and really understand it, I would never do anything wrong. Right? No way. So we don't. So that means when I decide to do an Avera, that's based on my mistaken understanding of how bad it is to do an Avera, or how good it is to do a mitzvah. How good it is for me and how bad it is for me. Right? As soon as I learn, not so easy, but if I learn, and if I really come to understand that mitzvah is worth to me more than $1 million, I'll run to do it. That Avera is gonna make me lose my whole fortune. I have $10 million, I'm gonna lose my, of course I'm not gonna do it. That's a question of learning. That's a question of understanding the reality, the truth. So I have to, if I understood the truth, I would never do it. I would do the mitzvah 100%. I just have to, so amazed to overcome amazed. Amazed comes from a mistake. It's a mistake up here. It's not so easy to knock through our thick skulls, but the mistake is up here. It's a question of understanding the truth. If I understand the truth, I'll never do it again. I'll never stop doing mitzvahs. A shaygig, on the other hand, I know all that. A shaygig, I would never ever do it. I would give up anything not to do an aveira. It's terrible. It's tremendously important to me. I would never do anything wrong. I want to do the right things, but what? I can't keep it in my mind. I forget. I'm just careless. So that is a person. The problem over there is not that you don't know the truth. You know the truth. Okay. It could be that if you would really, really, really know it, if you would know it better, you would also be more careful. But lemaisa, it's a lack of sensitivity. I know the truth. I know what's right. And I want to do the right thing, but I just forget. So what is that? That means that I'm just not sensitive. Sensitive to somebody else's feelings could be, right? I say things which insult people. As soon as I realize I said it, I apologize to them, I feel terrible, I keep on doing it. Why? Like, I don't control my mouth. I don't, my thoughts and my mouth somehow don't connect together. Which, you know, a lot of us have that problem. Most of us have that problem to one extent or another. So, a lack of sensitivity, you can teach a person from today till tomorrow. He already knows what you're teaching him. But to get more sensitive, that means I have to change I have to change myself. It's not just give me some information I didn't have. If I would have realized that, of course I would. Boom, boom. 1 second, I'm finished. I'll never do it again. Yeah, no, I know. I know what it is. I know it's bad, but I just can't get myself to remember. Can't get myself to be sensitive enough to. I walk in the room, I flip on the light switch, and then I feel terrible. But I keep on doing it. I don't. So a shoigeg means it comes from the fact that a person's mitzias is not sensitive to kedusha, not sensitive to benon lachavera, whatever all the areas are. A lack of sensitivity, it's not part of my mitzias. I know the truth, but it's not in my kishkas. So to get something in your kishkas, that's a lot harder thing. So mitzadat the rachamim on that, it needs a greater kapara in that sense because it's really part of me. The same because einad mechayta elam kein nichnas beruach shtos. That's amazing. It has to be a ruach shtos. That's what ruach shtos means. It is shtos. If you would understand the truth, really what a shtos it is to do an avera, b'mezid. But a shoigeg, it's much more inside of you. It's not a ruach shtos because I'm stupid. I don't realize the truth. I realize the truth, but I can't get myself to have to change myself. That needs a greater kapara, because that's, in a sense, that's more inside of me. That's more me. That's more wrapped up in who I am. That's, shoigeg is already coming. When I do something without thinking, that's who I am. That's the natural reaction I have. If I think about it, even if I would never do it, if I realized, but I'd made a wrong decision. So in that sense, a shoigeg taka could need a greater kapar, because it's much more indelibly etched into my mitzvahs.